It is now time to say good morning to Sokusi Bia, the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, you can visit www.africa.com. Morning, Soku. It's Friday. How are you?
Good morning, Abongile, and to your listeners.
Mm-hmm. So there is a bicycle. I remember back in high, back in school, I had a hard time trying to pronounce that. There's a bicycle scheme that is empowering Zambian women.
Yes. So in Zambia, there is what's been happening is that for many people who live in subsistence farming, is that they would milk their cows, take their cows to the city or the nearest town in order to sell it for wages or for a bit of money. But what's happened is that they'd walk a very long distance, and by the time they would get there, because of the heat, the milk would be spoiled. So a bicycle scheme has started whereby women in rural areas in those communities are basically given bicycles to use as means of transport for their business. What this has done is that it's cut the time that it takes for them to go to market to be able to sell their milk, making sure that the milk, when it gets there, is fresh, number one. Number two, it's quicker. And number three, you know, even just the burden of carrying that heavy load is lifted. The bicycles come fit with a solar lamp so that when they come back home, they've got a light that they can use around the home in the evening. It's got a torch for if they need to be riding around in the dark, as well as a cell phone mobile pouch where they can actually carry their cell phone so that when they get to the store, they're also able to record and, you know, basically record keep the amount of milk they've sold, how much they're expected to get. And what this has done as well is that it's actually made the incomes more. Because now they're not wasting in terms of having spoiled milk when they get there. And this also means that they're actually able to do more with the money that they receive. And we all heard the story that, you know, when a woman works, especially in places where they were not working beforehand, you find that levels of poverty within the communities lessen because, you know, the money just goes a longer way. And I think this is just a great way of actually even just gaining their independence as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely a beautiful story. Anyways, Soku, thank you once again for joining us on the show this morning. We are going to chat again on Monday. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Thank you, and same to you.
Thank you so very much to Sokusi Bia, the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, you can visit www.africa.com.